council. I want your ideas. I want your input. I want to know what you don't like and what you like. This certainly, this hall has its limitations, as well as our production capabilities. And we value your opinion, and that's, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot. That's what makes bluegrass music really great, because how many musics are there in America where a kid can walk up to the artist, who could be a national touring artist, and say, how do you tune that instrument? Or, well, how do you play this? Or what are the words to this song? Bluegrass is music that you can get right up on, and you can be involved, and you can meet those artists, and they will slow down and talk to you. And that's the way this music is. It's not academically passed on. It's passed on out of love and family and from old to young, and that makes it really great. And that fact that it's so intimate and approachable is the way, only way, that a bluegrass festival or this concert series has grown. I work really hard at it. I know that I can be really obnoxious and aggressive. But that comes with the turf. And at that point, I'd like to show you this new ring I got. $3 at that place up on Patriot Avenue in the, what do they call that, the Glen? Or yeah, some fancy store there, like an Neiman Marcus one. Anyway, gotta have bling to get up here and do this. And I'm not showing anybody my underwear. How many people were here when I exposed myself once at the Halloween show? Herb Berman's not here. Herb Berman and his wife were in the front row, and I was wearing a dress. And I don't know what came over me. I went like this. I said, you know, you like my dress? The shoes were a pain in the ass, but it's the underwear that's great. And poor Herb. I looked at him, and his wife just rolled her eyes. And he called me a week later and said it was the best thing ever happened to her. He said he got home that night and they found a new attachment. All seriousness, here we go. You might not know it, but tonight is a benefit for the improvements we made in this wonderful room. Lights, sound, electric, okay? It was a lot of work. A big thank you to Brian Lamberg of North Shore Electric. Big thank you to Whitey and the American Legion Hall Post 42. And a very small thank you to Charlie Friedlander for crawling in the attic. All right, Charlie. Remember to fill out the door prize forms and put them in the box in the lobby. Drawing will be right after intermission. We're excited to announce the James King Band will be here on June 5th, Friday. And if you haven't experienced that, I recommend sitting a few rows back because the perspiration flies from the stage. It's my son. Harris, why are you on? Do what you gotta do. All right. On April 25th, we have a band from Nashville, Rounder Recording Artists. Newfound Road. This is a bluegrass concert. All right. Chapter 2 of the Chicago Bluegrass Fest is Saturday, May 16th. And again, it's Chapter 2. It's... So we have a similar type of thing as tonight. A lot of talent. There will be duos. There's going to be the Bluegrass Amphibians. There's going to be Stuart Rosenberg on his fiddle. And there's going to be a lot of the luminaries from hidden cracks in the Chicago bluegrass scene. It's really hard to talk with this. What are you looking for? We know it's crowded tonight, but we always need your help to help us spread the word about the concert series. Please encourage your friends to sign up on our mailing list, chicagobluegrass.com. We do not buy ads. We do not sell beer. We do not make cheeseburgers. And we're not here to sell anything else. And your attendance is the only thing that makes this happen. There's no other funding. Here's how tonight is going to work. You know what? Harris, this is a bluegrass show. That's not bluegrass music. It's some kind of pop music.
It's close.
You know what? You do what you gotta do. I'm done with you. Harris, it's a bluegrass show. We're not doing pop music.
All right.
Let's do something.
All right, so I guess I'll do a bluegrass song.
Do a real song. Do a song about death or mom and dad dying or something.
All right, raise your hand if you like death.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? All right. All right. I guess I'll do one then.